If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Welcome back to a new episode of the At Lexi podcast. I'm your host, Lexi Lombard. And if you listened to the last episode called Avoiding Winter Blues, maybe it was Avoiding the Winter Blues, semantics, I was panicking. I was spiraling last week because daylight savings had happened, and next thing you know, I'm thinking, the darkness is coming, I cannot handle this. I thought, we need a toolkit, we need to figure this out, we need a survival guide, this is impossible, we cannot get through this, as if I haven't survived 24 winters of my life. But I always hate it. It's not the cold, it's not the snow, it's the darkness. And I was panicking. And you know what? Me expecting to have just a horrible time, I ended up having a really, really, really good week. And that title or claim to my week is definitely inspired by A Really Good Day, a book that I'm reading right now on microdosing. Highly recommend. I also find it to be an interesting take because she's microdosing LSD as opposed to psilocybin. And I am more interested in that personally. So if you're looking for a book, recommend it. It's a personal narrative, nonfiction, and there's a lot of research that's included. I kind of thought reading about a middle-aged woman microdosing would be not something I would get very much from. I walked into the book thinking, what a weird visual, walking into a book. I just have read books on psychedelics and microdosing and even just general dosage in the past, and I kind of thought I was gonna know everything that she was gonna tell me. I don't know why I thought that, but I'm pleasantly surprised to know that there's a lot of information I'm getting out of this. Wanted to pass that recommendation along in case you're interested, but I did have a really great week, no microdosing included. It's all been a nice variety. It was a very well-rounded week for me, a lot of wins in a lot of different areas. Starting off with a really nice, wholesome Monday, I made a potato leek soup, courtesy of Allison Roman. She has, for some reason, bombarded my YouTube recommendations, and I love how her recipes look. So I started making them, and this was my newest make of her recipes, a potato leek soup that was incredibly easy to make, and it's so picturesque. A few of you may have seen a photo that I posted of the soup on Monday, and it was beautiful. And so I ate that throughout the week. I like cooking on a Monday because on a Sunday it feels like a chore, but on a Monday it feels like an activity, and I rarely have evening plans on Mondays. So it was nice to have an early end to a work day around 4 p.m. start making a soup. It was great. And then I watched not one but two movies. I watched Blue Lagoon for the first time, and before that I watched Love Hard, which was being featured on Netflix. I guess like a little take to Die Hard, but completely unrelated. Essentially, the plot line was, if you're going to use a dating app, be honest. So I took that and ran, and I got back on the dating apps this week, and I've gamified it. I think that's the way to do it. Oh my God, I have like a little bit of vocal fry. It's morning, it's 7:30 a.m. We'll get to that in a second. But I think you gotta gamify dating apps. And by gamify, be incredibly, absurdly honest. Whatever you feel like saying, say. That's what I've been doing. Whatever I feel like saying. So for some guys, if I feel like getting to know their inner psyche and wanting to know about their emotional intelligence, that's what I'll ask about. If I feel like just asking someone, like, so how big is your dick? I will simply ask that. Like, if that's what I want to know, that's what I'm going to ask. I owe these men nothing, and I don't know any of them. So for me to say anything other than exactly what I want to would be a disservice to me. And in turn, you end up making real connections because you're being absolutely real. For so long, I found dating apps to be incredibly exhausting simply because I thought that I had to ask certain things. I never really thought I had to be a certain way, but I thought there was a certain style of conversation that needed to be had. I would say something clever, they would say something clever, and then I would be bored, you know? Whereas if there's already a groundwork that's been formed from me asking Lord knows what, like, so do you normally bury your emotions, or what's your mile time? Some of them were more stupid than others. Some I did some preference questions, you know, indoors, outdoors, saving, spending, just very Coke or Pepsi type questions. And I had a lot of fun. So I have to thank this dumbass Netflix movie for, okay, let me not be too hard on it. It was like completely average. It was cute, Christmassy. It was completely okay. It was a totally fine movie. And it inspired me to get back on the app. So maybe I'll go on a date. Maybe. Tuesday, I trained with Jane Simmons at Jane K. Simmons on Instagram. Love her. And I got to release more photos from my Nike shoot. I've been on a 6-week campaign with Nike. It's coming to a close, which I'm so sad about. But it was a complete honor to work with Nike. Like, a complete honor. I'm so excited that I got to have that opportunity. And there were so many good photos from the shoot. And, well, there was two shoots. And I got to release them on Instagram. So normally posting on Instagram doesn't mean very much. But when it's tied to something that means a lot, then releasing the photos does. Thursday, oh, it was a great day. It was beautiful weather. And I was like, let's just go for like a little run. And I'll run for a while, but I'll stop at stoplights and, you know, kind of take a little rest, then maybe walk the crosswalk and then start running again. For the first time in as long as I can remember, I ran a mile, no slowing down, no stopping anywhere. Like, just a solid, consistent run all the way to the park, which I think ended up being, like, just shy of a mile and a half. And I was so proud of myself. You know when there's something that you're like, I could probably do that, but I just don't really know. I didn't think that I could do it anymore. Like, I thought, like, maybe if I really, really put my mind to it, I could start running miles without any slowing. But I was just going. I'm listening to this podcast. I'm running. I'm focused on that. I'm not focused on my feet really at all. And then next thing you know, the announcer from the Nike app tells me that I've run 1 mile. And I was overjoyed. I just kept going. I was like, I'm so close to the park. I may as well just keep on running. Then I ran through all the fall foliage that looks absolutely stunning. I've now seen the beautiful foliage in both Prospect and Central Park. And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I had a great run. I'm really starting to like running, like really love it. So much so that when I got home, I finished up my work and then I went right back out and I took a second run because I was feeling so inspired. Then I trained on Friday and it was heavy on the weights, both in the amount of pounds that I was lifting, but also the frequency in which the moves that we were doing included lifting weights. And I also love lifting weights. It's so fun for me. It's so fun. And then, guys, it was a really, really good week. Then one of my friends treated me and a couple friends to a dinner at Sushi Usada, and it was the best sushi I think I've ever had in my life. I had the most lovely dinner, and there was four of us there, and we were just shooting the shit, and we were laughing and sharing stories and catching up. And it was one of those dinners where you just leave feeling so fulfilled. The food was great. The environment was great. The company was incredible. And it was just an honest exchange of love and humor and lightheartedness and a little bit of heaviness as well. And where you just feel like, damn, these are good people. And I really enjoyed my time. So Friday was incredible. And then Saturday, same thing. Two of my best friends and I went to Thai Diner, which I mean, sushi usada is probably not as commonly visited out of my age demographic as Thai Diner. I'm sure a ton of you know it. It's been on my list forever. I had not been yet. Now I can't say that because it was so good. I went yesterday. And then Drew Mack and Olivia O'Brien were having their show, and we had to go see them, and it was so much fun. I love seeing my friends on stage. It is incredible. I love watching them do what they're meant to do. And Drew and Olivia, y'all put on a great show. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I sang at the top of my lungs. I shook my ass. I did everything one is supposed to do, and I got properly drunk. Started my proper drunk at Thai Diner and rode it through the end of the concert. And it's a miracle that I woke up at 7 today. I never wake up at 7. I'm more of an 8 o'clock kind of girl. And I had an appointment, have an appointment, I should say, at 11. And I thought to myself, I hope I wake up early and I can get the podcast in before this appointment. I did not expect to wake up at 7. Now it's really easy to do that. So happy to have you all here because, you know, now we're here, 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday. And also throughout the week, not only was I eating good food, I was with good company. Even the people that I didn't see, I was really great at catching up with my friends in Virginia and California over FaceTime this week. And I love when I just had a week, I think last week or maybe the week before, you guys would probably know better than I would, where I was so desperate for my friends and I just like wanted to be around them. I just have very little complaints about this week. This week just was so much fun to be a part of. I feel honored. It treated me so well. If this is your first episode of the At Lexi podcast, let me fill you in a little bit. How it goes is the first half of the podcast is all about me. The second half of the podcast is about us. So before I record, I always go onto Instagram and I post on my story asking for questions. And it could be anything. It could be wanting to know something about me personally, or you want to know my take on something, or you have a specific situation and you want advice. Because of the nature of this week, me just having a really good week, instead of asking for questions, I just want to share your wins. I said, put your wins here. So I am going to go onto my account, scroll through, and let's see what our wins are this week. But before that, a word from today's sponsors. Do you need a gift for the fitness lover in your life? Because Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Learn to box and kickbox from your home with access to world-class programming, elite trainers, premium equipment, and smart technology that turns your workout into an interactive experience. There's thousands of classes with new workouts added each week. You'll always find something new. Use filters to explore different workout styles, lanes, trainers, difficulty levels, and more. You'll never get bored. There's quick workouts. There's paths if you have little to no boxing experience. Fight Camp's got your back. They've created programs specifically designed to teach you the basics of boxing and kickboxing so that you can build a strong foundation. Fight Camp provides real-time data during your workout so you can track your progress, work towards guided goals, and see exactly how you're improving over time. Boxing combined with plyometric workouts bring the best of both cardio and strength training into one, giving you a full, intense body workout. There's also brain fitness involved because boxing requires focus. Precise combinations push you to think about every punch you throw. It's the ultimate way to clear your mind and forget that you're working out. Fight Camp comes with all the gear you need to start boxing at home, including a free standing punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, and smart punch trackers. And it takes up less space than you think, so if you have enough room to do a push-up, you have enough room to do Fight Camp. You can even get the whole family involved. Fight Camp is one of the only home workouts that's safe for kids to do because there's no heavy weights or spinning wheels. It's an amazing way for them to get their energy out, learn something new, and share an experience with the whole family. Now is the best time to get your Fight Camp. Take advantage of their holiday deal going on now, and if you purchase this November, you'll receive an additional pair of gloves for free. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/Lexi to get an additional pair of gloves for free all November. Go to joinfightcamp.com/Lexi. That's joinfightcamp.com/LEXIE. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? When I was a little bit younger, insecurity was. Family issues were, and there is no shame in admitting this. A lot of us, including myself, believe that everyone should have a therapist. You don't need to be sick enough to have one. Anyone should have one. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not self-help or a crisis line. It's professional therapy done online.
There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available locally in your areas. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you'll never have to sit in a waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily at betterhelp.com/reviews and visit betterhelp.com/@Lexi. That's better H-E-L-P to join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, there are so many people that have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. And the special offer for the At Lexi listeners is to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/ATLEXIE. And we're back, and we also have a guest here. We have Mazzy the cat, Mazzy Star. So if you hear any noises in the background, she's just walking around. You might hear a little purring, but why would I stop her? I've taken a peek at some of your wins, and you guys are so cute. I love you all so much. I don't know a way that this can be more interactive. I don't have any interest in Facebook. I know that a Facebook group is an option. If anyone has an idea or wants to run a community group that we can all chat in, by all means, slide in my DMs. We can start talking. It's something that I would love to do, but don't have much experience in. I bring this up because I want to have a discussion over something that's been looming on my mind. It's not relevant to my really good week. It's not relevant to your really good week or your recent wins. It's completely unrelated, but it's been an ongoing theme that I've taken note of. And the question I'm trying to answer is, does being annoying get you what you want? I see it with Rory and Gilmore Girls. I saw it with this Italian woman at a gelato shop in the morning show. And I have a person in my actual life who is just completely bugging me. And eventually I'm gonna break down and probably give them what they want because of their persistence. Someone I don't really have a desire to hang out with, but if they're gonna ask me for dinner 500 times, I can only say so many excuses and I don't have an actual reason not to be their friend. In Gilmore Girls, Rory wants to be a journalist and she knows where she wants to work. However, there's not a job available there, but she doesn't care. She shows up to the office every single day and sits by the receptionist, even goes as far to bring the receptionist coffee, just in hopes to be persistent enough to have a job offered to her. And you know what? It works. And then the Italian woman in the morning show, she runs into one of the main characters, and after sort of coming to his rescue without him asking, she's like, "Can I have your number? I want to pick your brain." He's like, "No." She's like, "Come on." And he's like, "No." And she tries one or two more times. And finally, he's like, "Okay, fine. Here you go. Whatever." And she gets her way and she leaves excited. And he's kind of irritated, but kind of indifferent. And I want to know how many of you are like that are kind of pushy, a little persistent, not in a way to actually break boundaries, but pushing the envelope a little bit, like definitely walking a line. It's something that I stray so far away from doing. If I get even a mild hesitation in a yes, I'll take it as a no, you know, and I don't push any further. And I'm talking simply about things like getting dinner with someone who clearly doesn't want to get dinner with you, getting someone's number, getting a job. I'm not thinking in invading someone's personal space and really not respecting their wishes, but being a little annoying. And I don't know where we can have this discussion about it. The only thing that I can think of is you guys DM me on Instagram with your answers, and we can discuss it next week. I actually can't discuss... Hello? Guys, if you don't have a cat, I recommend. I don't have a cat, but John, my roommate, has a cat. And she's the sweetest baby ever. Sorry, she's in my arms right now. What a sweet baby. Where was I? Oh, that maybe we can talk about it in next week's episode. However, a little insight into what's to come. I'm going to be in LA next week on a work trip. And while I'm there, I've been following Wellness with Soph, now just Sophia Kelly, on Instagram since March of 2020. And she was such a quarantine comfort for me. And I really want to have her on the podcast because I feel so connected to her during that period of time. And we've never actually met. So I'm going to be talking to her next week. And either I'll have a solo episode that goes up, and then hers will go up after. I've only had one guest on here ever, so I'm not very well versed in it. However, please DM me on Instagram if it works for you. Does being annoying get you what you want? Seriously, does being annoying get you what you want? Go on Instagram and send me a DM if it does, and send stories, give examples of you being a little pushy, a little forward, because I never do that, ever, ever, and I'm trying to realize if that's the right way or not, or if it's worth experimenting a little bit in following up. If I want to, on a very small example, something I never do is reach out to brands, ever. I'm not someone who's like, hey, I have a podcast and a YouTube channel and I love your product and I would love to promote it. I never do that, but maybe I should. And if I did and they didn't answer, a great example of doing this would be like following up again, sending a second message. I would never, ever, ever. But maybe that would be how to get what I want. That's a discussion I really want to have. I really want to make an episode about that. I want to do some exploration because in my head, that's a big fat no, like a big red X. Stop sign. Don't be annoying. If it's not coming the first time, move on. But maybe don't. I'd love to know. In the meantime, let's use Instagram. But if someone knows a better way that we can all talk and get community conversations and make these episodes a little bit more involved, because you can only type so much in the question box and sometimes DMs just get overlooked. It sucks, but it's the reality. And I want to have a place that I can just always refer back to. Much to think about. Anyway, let's get into your wins, because I took a peek and like I said, I'm so excited for you all. Sounds like some good things have been going on, which I love to hear. Okay, going to my Instagram. Dun, 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 dun. Go to my story. Why is there nothing on there? Okay, just a quick glitch. Starting off with the first one, Syntax Thief said, I'm in love. Caitlin said, it's the first week at her new job and it went great. Money is flowing. Paulina said, laughing. Okay, laughing because the antidepressants are doing their job. Yeah, sounds about right. Lexi Jenkins said, I ran a half marathon on Saturday. Congratulations about that. Phoebe Jones said, not getting stressed in stressful situations. That's a huge feat. That's a great skill to have. Diana Hill said, I got my full license on Friday after failing the driving test twice. Congratulations for that. Gina found a vintage Olympus 35mm camera in a charity shop for a tenner, but it's worth 175 euros. She's gassed. I'm gassed for you. Sammy's Dope is moving to Brooklyn in 23 days. Liz Maxwell's been doing really well in school. Julia is feeling more confident and embracing her feminine sexual energy more. Sophie got accepted into her university's Model UN, and she gets to compete in New York City this spring. Maya kissed a boy for the first time since her ex and didn't cry about it. Relatively Cool got a 100% on one of her school practicals. I can definitely tell some of you guys are not from America. Paula posted a selfie for the first time in a long time and felt really good about it. Another half marathon. Wow, someone ran a half. Lexi Jenkins ran a half marathon on Saturday and Rachel FG ran a half marathon last weekend. Hannah Welch celebrated 4 years with her boyfriend yesterday and there's only 3 weeks left in her semester. Christian Lynn Jeffrey got drunk as fuck last night, but is not hungover. Me too. I don't know how I'm not hungover. I have had 2 coffees, but no hangover. Oh, Isabella has been consistently working out instead of consistently smoking weed. Me too, girl. How good does it feel? Godspeed Smiley. There's 2 L's. Overcame her anxiety and signed up to audition for a senior show at her school. Pink wig Stephanie Jones is rediscovering her relationship with herself. Ailey made Halloween costumes from scratch and they turned out really good. Delaney Tubbs went to New York and had one of the best nights of her life at Pony Boy. I haven't been there in a while. Leela Morris got promoted at work. Claudia got a full-time job after a year and a half of applying to jobs post-grad. well-deserved congratulation. An empty mind was very scared for their wisdom tooth surgery, but their body handled it like a champ and they healed so well. M Wood Field got into their dream job and can finally move to New York now. B Woods got a new job this week. Ooh, Raisie 05, first semester of medical school, is almost in the books. Congratulations. Claire has been much more positive this week and started meditating and being more mindful. Laura said a farmer's market and great food trucks. Saggy Sun, Cancer Moon. The amount of people in my life that are Sagittarius Sun with a Cancer Moon, I can think of four people. My dad, my roommate, I'm pretty sure Olivia. I think Taylor Swift is too. Said all's too well. Oh, speaking of Taylor Swift, didn't make me miss my ex, so I think I finally got over him. Congratulations. Also, I don't know how I didn't bring up All Too Well. Red Taylor's version came out this week. I haven't seen the short film yet, but I'm gonna watch it, I think, today. I think it's on my list of things to do today. And I love it. I'm so excited for her. I'm so glad that she's doing this. Alex reunited with their best friend in Montreal on Tuesday. I know the struggle of having best friends that are long distance, and when you get to see them in person, is unlike anything else. Tay Jewel has been working out consistently for the first time since high school. Congratulations on that. It's Stabella. Refrain from looking. Wait, there's two parts to this. I was told a guy I broke things off with last week is going into something with another girl, and I was able to refrain from looking her up, asking her name, and trying to know more. That is growth. Kalina read Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo in 4 days after not reading for a year. That shows how quick and enticing that book is. You can just fall right into it, and it's gripping. It's such an easy hook. Madison Elizabeth said, I've been out of work for almost 9 months and I'm about to apply for my dream job. Leanne had a job interview go well for the first time in forever. Leah said she's done a great job defeating the winter blues so far. That's something I have made a goal. I hope that I'm able to do that. Keeping up with Stir ran 5 kilometers without taking breaks. Oh, similar to me with my short little mile. Maybe one day I can run a little bit farther. Nai Argo completed 2 French exams and climbed a mountain. Pop off. Flavia made a really nice new male friend. They've been missing being friends with guys, so yay, congratulations. Megan had a good week as a newbie nurse. Lydia Mae Johnson stood up to their boss, said it didn't help them, but they're proud of themselves for putting their foot down. Sometimes we just need to prove it to ourselves, you know what I mean? Even if we don't get what we want, we still get a win because we kind of get to see what we're made of. Marta Martin spent the afternoon by herself and freaking loved it. Livy is finally giving herself permission to be imperfect. Grace visited Rome for the first time. Hanser did their homework seriously for the first time in a year. Venice and Leob finished their thesis. That's a huge feat. Honestly, climbing a mountain, finishing your thesis, it's so funny how some weeks your wins are huge, like they're milestone huge or very obvious wins. And other times, the biggest win is farmers market and food trucks, just fire food trucks. And both are absolutely real and both are absolutely wins. It's just funny the magnitude of the wins throughout the year, throughout the weeks, throughout the days, honestly. I'm so happy for you all. I love reading this. I love hearing that some of you are getting into... Oh, sorry, that's my story. Getting into fitness, getting into reading, being okay with being imperfect, not getting stressed in stressful situations, taking on job interviews and pursuing your dreams, or having realizations like Lorraine said, I realized I'm being codependent and I'm working on it by prioritizing myself. I'm so excited for you all. I'm so excited to hear what happens next week. I could keep going on, but I feel like we got a nice, well-rounded group of wins. So let's keep today's episode short. And if you have anything specific that you want me to talk about with Sophia Kelly when I'm interviewing her, it's not going to be an interview per se. It's going to be more of a, it's going to be a conversation. Yeah. Yeah. Me thinking this through. I'm still planning it out. I'm excited to have a guest on. It's almost, I think next week is the year anniversary of the At Lexi podcast, which we did it. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I need to tally up the listens, but we've hit over 1 million listens. And that is something I need a cake and candles for. I want to have a little celebration. It's something I never did with my YouTube channel. I never tallied up subscribers. I couldn't tell you when I hit 100. I couldn't tell you when I hit 1,000. I couldn't tell you when I hit 100,000 subscribers. I have no idea. And I don't want to do that again with this podcast. I really want to cherish how it grows. And I just want to thank you all so much for such a lovely year. And being a part of this new project and this new platform and this new community, because a lot of you guys didn't come from my YouTube channel. A lot of you found out about me and this podcast through, I don't know, word of mouth, Instagram, friends of friends, whatever. And I'm so happy to have you here. I love you all so much. If you enjoy the At Lexi podcast, give it a nice rating or a nice review on the podcast app. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you back here next week. XOXO, Lexi.
Hey guys, this is Kale Lowry.
And this is V Rivera.
We're the hosts of
Baby Mamas No Drama.
Every Tuesday, we talk about parenting, co-parenting, lifestyle, and sex,
pop culture, current events, and pretty much all the things you want in one podcast.
So download and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Listen to us every Tuesday and join us with all the tea.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.